Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. When a patient loses excessive amounts of fluids, we say that they're in a state of hypovolemia. When reviewing our H&T reversible causes of cardiac arrest, hypovolemia is one of the H causes that should be considered and is today's PASS ACLS tip topic. Listening to a tip daily for a few weeks before your class will help to cement the key concepts needed for you to pass your ACLS written exam and MegaCode. Push the plus, follow, or subscribe button in your listening app, or activate the PASS ACLS flash briefing skill on your Amazon voice device so you don't miss upcoming tips. You can find additional ACLS-related resources at passacls.com. Fluid loss can occur from a variety of reasons. The most obvious cause of hypovolemia is from bleeding. Blood loss decreases the circulating volume as well as the oxygen-carrying capacity and clotting components of blood. Bleeding can be internal or external, as well as traumatic, pathogenic, or iatrogenic. Iatrogenic causes include any recent invasive procedure, such as dialysis, surgery, or PCI. Remember that bleeding can be internal or external, so don't pass up hypovolemia simply because there's no visible bleeding. Bleeding can lead to hemorrhagic shock, which also starts with an H. But blood loss isn't the only fluid loss that can result in hypovolemia. Excessive or prolonged vomiting, diarrhea, severe burns, severe heat exhaustion, or dehydration can also cause hypovolemia. Identifying a mechanism of injury or potential cause of blood or other fluid loss via a medical history and reviewing signs and symptoms before the patient arrested can help us identify potential causes of hypovolemia. Classic signs and symptoms of shock that may lead us to suspect hypovolemia include tachycardia, anxiety, pale, cool, moist skin, decreased capillary refill, falling blood pressure, and decreasing level of consciousness. If we suspect hypovolemia as a cause of cardiac arrest, the treatment is to administer fluids to replace those that have been lost. Unless there's a reason like renal failure or pulmonary edema, an IV of normal saline should be started and running wide open during every cardiac arrest. This will temporarily expand the circulating volume. Crystalloid solutions like lactated ringers and normal saline take 3 times the volume to replace lost blood and don't carry oxygen. Patients with fluid loss for reasons other than bleeding will benefit most from wide-open crystalloid IV solutions. If we suspect blood loss, replacement of red blood cells and clotting factor is needed via administration of whole blood or blood products. Blood administration is beyond the scope of an ACLS class. During your MegaCode scenario, if you suspect hypovolemia due to blood loss, you should run your IV wide open, get stat labs, and can simply state that blood may be indicated and would be given following your organization's transfusion policy. If you found today's tip on hypovolemia as a reversible H&T cause of cardiac arrest helpful, consider giving back via the secure PayPal link in the episode notes or clicking the donate button at passacls.com. Training centers are providers of ACLS-related products or services that would like to reach ACLS-certified medical professionals should contact me. I'm happy to share links on passacls.com, tweets and posts containing helpful information for ACLS providers on Twitter or LinkedIn, or discuss other partnership opportunities. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.